Hallo, grüß Thorsten.
Hi, Andreas ist hier.
Moin, Andreas.
Moin.
Ich werde ein bisschen wortkarg sein, sitze gerade in der Bahn und gehe mal auf Mute.
Gut, halt.
Hi, it's Michael.
Hi, Michael. Andreas here.
Hi, Andreas.
Hi, yeah, Michael. This is Andre.
Ah, Andre. Cool.
This is Björn. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. So, dialing in via Google Voice works.
Yes, you're slightly flaky and echoey, but you'll be all right, I should think. Who joined? Who just joined? No one, apparently.
No one.
Special dialing number.
Well, maybe someone left.
Could be. Is that a Thorsten Behrens I hear?
Yes, hello.
Oh, excellent.
Hello, Florian speaking.
Hi, Florian.
Hello.
Hi, Michael.
So we're waiting for Olivia, Charles.
I think Charles is not gonna join today. He said something like he has a family meeting or something like that.
Quaylorn?
Didn't hear from him at all? Don't know. Just wait 2 more minutes and then start, so we see who's there. Hello, who joined?
Quaylan.
Ah, hi, Quaylan. Few minutes ago I dropped an email for one of the next calls. We need this presentation feature, so if anybody is in a mood and in front of a machine, have a look at your emails. I'm trying to broadcast just some random presentation to see whether it works or not.
Yeah, cool. What are we using? Google something or other? Or?
The conference provider has an integrated feature.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to try that out for the advisory board meeting next week.
Yeah, sounds good. Room number 537138.
Hey! There exactly. is a slide.
Ah, great. It's just my boring presentation from the conference, just to show if anything works.
What does Schitterheitsbin mean? Fouls von Moderator Vergeben.
What have you been asked?
It's all in German for me. It says, Bitte geben Sie Ihre Daten ein, which is enough, put your data in. It says Raumnummer, which I can understand, put the room number in. And then it says, Sicherheitsbin.
Ah, security pin it is. So nothing for this room.
Okay, nothing. Right. And then?
Then your name, first and last name.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a mess that it's only in German, but I hope for the full field it works out for everyone.
Oh, good. Yes, so flip slide, Florian. Why not? You know you want to. I'm still on the infrastructure behind TDF. Oh, I've got who's disturbing my sleep.
Exactly.
Perfect. So that's
really delay good. Of a few seconds, but...
whatever.
Should be working for you.
Storming. It makes me wonder whether we shouldn't be using LibreOffice Online for this, but then maybe it's a bit premature for that. Maybe I should...
I'll leave that decision up to you.
Infrastructure work.
Yeah. I bet it's nice. You can upload your slides, and they convert it to, I think, JPEG, PNG, something like that.
Yeah.
Then you have a nice interface where you can either jump to the next slide or directly choose a slide.
Oh, cool.
So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice.
Okay, so it obviously seems to work.
Thank you for listening.
Okay.
Is someone taking minutes? Who is a minuter? Torsten, are you a minuter? You got enough votes in the election that you ought to be minuting, I would have thought. You know, they voted you into...
Is Thorsten here at all?
Yeah. Good lord, what is that?
I'm at the main station and I'm not in a position to take any minutes today, I'm sorry.
Oh, fair enough.
Going back to Mule if I manage to.
You're going to Munich?
No, on mute if
oh,
I manage
mute,
to.
Hello, gentlemen. This is Olivier speaking.
Olivier, welcome.
Hello, Olivier.
Thank you.
I'll try and take some notes then, in the absence
okay,
of anyone else.
Perfect.
I don't know where you're supposed to go.
Don't be confused. The agenda is rather large, but at least for the duty section, just wanted to mention a few items. We can always distribute them later on. I don't want to talk in detail about everything listed there, so don't worry too much. So it's 6 past. Let's make a start with the All Left Foundation status update, I think so. So I had a long call with the lawyer yesterday. We've been on the phone for about 4 hours or so doing the final changes to the statutes, and from my and from his side, they're now in the final state. I forwarded them to the private mailing list. They are in German at the moment, and thanks to Andre, they are in translation at the moment. And hopefully, sometime next week or so, I don't know how long it takes, we'll have a translated version in English. And I'd just like to ask everyone, even if you can read the status in German, please wait with comments so everybody's on the same page. It doesn't make much sense having the Germans comment and the non-German speakers cannot reply because they don't understand. And then I want everybody to have a look at the translation, because this is then the text we will hand in German, of course, to the authorities. So if there is anything major that concerns, it's the last chance, so to say, to raise your hand. Then we can incorporate things. And in parallel, we will then send out this again to the authorities for another round of checking, hoping that there won't be too much changes proposed, since they already had a first look. Basically, when we then have we're good to go from the then board of directors and from the authorities, they will be those statutes will be sent in to the authorities for the official approval, so to say. So we get a stamp on the papers. So if there are no surprises either from the BOD side saying that some wordings in the statute simply don't work out at all, or anyone else from the authorities jumping in and having a veto, that would be the way to go. So, Andre, are you on the call already?
I am.
Do you have an estimation how long it might take for the translation? It's quite a lot of text, I agree.
I think I can get almost full translation by tomorrow evening or Monday.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's cool. Great.
Great.
Well, but don't expect the best English in that.
that's no problem. It's mainly for getting the contents. And Mike, the lawyer, agreed to have another look for the legalese, but so people get the point what's in it. That's the most important aspect for me now. So, yeah, thanks a lot for jumping in here, Andre. Okay, that's from my side with regard to the foundation.
So if we are fast in discussing, we might be even able to send in the document the end of next week, beginning of the week thereafter, something like that. And then hopefully no surprises.
Great news.
So, and in terms of official filing, which goes to the next action item, to the action item thereafter, we won't have the names of the membership committee before, I think it was beginning of December, something like that. So before we can't file anyway, because we need to put the names in the documents. Yeah, December the 6th. So the estimated timeline for the legal incorporation is then in December.
Wait a minute. Do we need to delay filing until we have an elected membership committee, really?
Yes, we need the names. We need
but
to
we have a set of names on the membership committee already, right?
Well, we need some set of names. That's
yes.
Correct, but it would be quite stupid to now do elections and file the documents with other names or with different names. Because we then would need to change immediately the membership committee, and as the membership committee is an official body within the foundation, it has to be reported to the authorities again. So.
Yeah, that's true, of course, but I mean, this will happen every period anyway, and surely we want the entity with bank accounts so we can do the work sooner, don't we?
I mean, it's an option. It's indeed legally it's possible to simply file the current MC or whoever. At the moment we're in the status that the founders, the German Association, can basically name anyone they want, so we can put in any names, so to say, who are not in the board of directors. Let's see. I'd say if we, for example, have in 2 weeks the good to go from the authorities and say you can file now, then we can discuss again whether we should do that approach. It's legally possible, but I agree. It's a question whether it makes sense or not. Yeah, indeed, hard to say.
Sure.
But I wouldn't.
Presumably, renaming or changing these names is an asynchronous event. We send to the government and they do some level of whatever it is they do.
Exactly.
It doesn't actually delay us. We don't need to wait around.
Yeah. I will check that if it's possible. It's indeed an option to do it that way. But what could be a problem, indeed, I will investigate. I will do this next week. If I'm not mistaken, the amount of time for the elections as they are foreseen in the statutes, they do not fit to this election. This election period is not long enough, so to say. So it might. Good point.
Yeah. But I mean, the other point is that in general, we don't want to have our elections at the same time for the membership committee and the board anyway. We want them staggered by at least some amount, surely. So.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about two possibilities. In case we want to go, we basically have two options. Now, do the elections as outlined by Andre? Would those timeframes do, if I'm not mistaken, not fit to the ones mentioned in the bylaws with the 45 days and such? But of course, in the current situation, it makes sense not to wait any longer. Then we could do this election and wait until we have the final results at the beginning of December to file. The other option, indeed, is to file the application for the foundation with some other names, and then when we have the foundation in place, do only then do the elections with the current time frame and set in place the new membership committee later on. That's the second choice I see.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, I'll have a look at this next week. It's indeed a good point.
Cool.
And when did you want to start with elections? November the 4th, which is next Friday. Yeah, I will have a. I'll try to contact Mike on Monday or so, and then we can see whether we start the elections on Friday, or really delay them until the foundation is in place. Does that sound sensible, or?
As you like. I mean, I don't see there's any. I mean, you think it's necessary to set up the foundation in order to have an election that's valid under the rules, as it were?
No, what I mean is when filing, we are basically free to name anyone who has been elected by any rules.
Yeah.
But when the foundation is in place and we want to set in a new membership committee, then the elections need to run like they were outlined in the bylaws, and then the current elections wouldn't work. That's the problem.
Yeah. Fair enough. I see.
Okay, I'll investigate on Monday and give a heads up on that.
Yeah, possibly we want to delay the MC vote then. Okay.
Yeah, Andrew, what do you think? You were outlining the MC elections.
Well, both ideas have pros and cons again. Well, I agree to Mike that we should not delay the official inauguration just because we want to elect the MC, but on the other hand, Florian, you are correct. If we first file the papers to the authorities, then we have to follow the election as written in the statute.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see this decision if we do an election now or if we do it next year rather soon.
Yeah. I'd say maybe let's decide that on Monday or Tuesday via email. Everybody has a bit of time, and I will also call Mike again, but I'm sure that we only have those two choices.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Let's see how quickly it needs to go anyway. As I understood it, the sooner we're set up, the sooner we have a consolidated fiscal position, and
the sooner
we can really do things. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But indeed an interesting question, definitely.
Great. Okay, should we move on?
I think if you have a chance to get the foundation very quick, because the authorities work very quick, and then we should do it without a new membership committee. But if they take time and have 3 or 4 weeks, then it works with a new membership committee.
Yeah, the problem is that we do not know that yet. So both processes to know if the authorities work quickly and to run elections
I don't know
are
how
absolutely
they
in parallel.
How they protest in the past. How long does it
Berlin,
take to prove some
quick
some concept?
Was quite quick, but they did not yet approve anything officially. They just gave comments, and they have been very quick with that. But if they are as well as the official answer, that I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Indeed. I mean, I don't expect too many surprises, since at least most of the responsible parties at the authorities had a look already. So I doubt they will criticize things they accepted so far. But you're right, we have no official stamp yet on it.
Florian, it depends how much people had to sign the papers to get a reply from the authorities. If there are more than 3 or 4 persons, then you can expect 3 or 4 weeks, because everyone had to look over and so on, and no one will sign blind.
Yeah, it's hard to predict, and I think we should decide independent from that, because it's really not foreseeable for us. That's a problem.
Okay, should we move on before we do this to death? I don't think we have the information we need.
Just wanted to say exactly
much more.
What we should do, just in terms of having things official, is that I think Charles already pinged him that Simon should announce that the election results are official now. We don't have that yet. And I'd like to see that sent out to the members and the announce list, just to follow the process. But I can ping him again. Okay. So is there anything else regards to the MC elections to say at the moment? I doubt, Dan. Or
Andre, I'm just... sorry, on the board election I've got... We're missing the announcement by Simon, but the results are uncontested, broadly, and final. Is that right?
The results are final, but as Florian just said, it was not announced yet.
Yes, that's fine. I just want to check that no one's, you know, debating them. Right, so, yeah. Fine.
Okay, Thorsten, is it right that you volunteered to be the elections officer for the MC election?
Yes, I can do that.
Okay, that's great. Because that's what we need to clarify. Independent from the date, Andre, is there anything else we should clarify or discuss right now, or are we done with the topic now?
Florian, this is Olivier speaking. Is this going to have a announcement for the results of the election?
We just talked about that the elections are, as far as the membership committee knows, have not been challenged, but Simon, as election officer for the BOD election, should send out the official announcement soon.
But you don't have any date on when this is going to be announced?
Hopefully as soon as possible. I will just poke Simon again, that he sends this out soon.
Okay, thank you, because this is, I think this is important to make it clear for all the members that the election is closed and the board of directors is already working.
Exactly. I will poke Simon later on again and then see if he can send this out, because it's him who should be doing this. Just 1 second, writing it down. Okay. So, Simon. Okay, then what I'd like to do is to give a rough overview of some tasks that the new BOD has to... Yeah, sorry?
Just one thing to mention about the MC election, because the statutes are quite flexible in the number of the membership committee members. So we should, even if we do not yet do a full election, we should decide about the number of members.
Indeed. Indeed, that's a good point. Yeah, clarification for those who didn't or could not read the German statutes. The statutes foresee that the board of directors can define the number of members and deputies within the membership committee. It should not be less than 3 people and not more than, I think, 10% of the total members. So between 3 and 15 or 13 in total at the moment. Right. May I ask the current, or you as representative of the current membership committee, Andre, what would you propose? How many people have there based on your...
What is in my mail? 5 members plus two deputies. I think the current 5 members, this works quite well. Yes, most of the time 3 or 4 people in the call that we have a forum. So this works quite well, and in case someone drops, then 2 deputies or 2 successors should be enough.
Okay.
Okay, does anyone object to that?
No.
Okay.
Then I'll send out a formal mail to vote on that, so we have it documented in written form, and the new BOD can just vote on it. So we will send it out.
So, Florian, you send it. Okay.
Yeah, I would do. On the steering discuss list, and then we can have a vote, and it's official.
It's been renamed, right? It's a hot topic.
Yeah, on Wednesday. I'll do it on Wednesday.
The most popular governance topic of our time has been what to call the mailing list. It's sad. More mail than anything else. Anyway, there you are. Watershed alert.
Security mailing list.
Actually, I think that's a brilliant sign, you know, if it's the most controversial thing we're doing. Yeah, so, anyway.
Oh, we find more important topics, don't worry. I'm working on that. We could talk again about the election period.
Yeah,
no, better not. Okay, then. So we're done with the election topic now, or anything else, Andre?
Yes, for the moment it's okay.
Okay, great. So then I just compiled a rough and mostly unsorted overview of topics that will occur within the next days and weeks for the BOD. So what I will do from the infrastructure side is to drop a note to all the MC members, because at least those of you who are new, you can have a mail account and you will get access to some internal lists and the wiki and so on, but I will just send it out within the next days. I have added already everyone from the newly elected BOD to the internal core mailing list. You should have access to that. There are a few more alliances and mailing lists, like the Info Alliance or the Private Marketing List, where I will add you as well, but I will send it out in an email to everyone how to do with that. Then the next item is Andreas. You added something about mail addresses. You'd like to elaborate on that.
Yes, because when we act as BOD for the Clinton Foundation, then I think we should use a special mail address, not the normal we are using on the mailing list. Because if we act for the BOD or for the Document Foundation, we should use something with Document Foundation at the end.
Every BOD has the right to get an official TDF mail address, and yes. I propose that we just use that one. I would not use a general alias. That's it's a bit odd, I'd say.
If you act for official for the Document Foundation, especially if you go if you act to authorities and so on, then I think you should use everyone should use such a mail address, because it's. We have to make outside clear that we act for the Document Foundation at that moment.
Talking about my experience with the association, it's the way we do it. Everybody has their personal address at ProDev, and it's normally enough to be represented. And what we have in addition is a board alias that reaches all the board. And the purpose of this is at the moment the Info Document Foundation org address. That's also distributed at the moment to the steering committee and in the future to the board of directors. Mm-hmm. So,
something like that. An official address for official tasks.
Yeah, everybody will get one. So,
I think that's important for authorities, if you or other outside. Parties, when you react with them as official for the Document Foundation.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay. It's the same. We can jump to the 2.6, or then we can do it in comments.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Go on.
Because we should also make or create official. Sign a signature for everyone, so
yeah,
that we have like.
I'm sorry, I missed what you said, Andres. What we should create an official.
The number six. We should take some main signature. I know it from LinuxDark. They everyone have a special. The signature covers in that place, the next LinuxDark, for example, and covers the theme of the LinuxDark.
Yeah, this might, or I think we should check this if there are some legal requirements. That it might be that if you send emails, or if you send documents in the name of the Document Foundation, then there needs some legal information about the Document Foundation, like the official foundation name, like the registration number of the foundation and so on.
Yeah.
Florian, do you think we can check this with Mike? Or
I will take care of this. What we need is at least required by German law. Only when you, business-wise, so to say, act on behalf of an entity, may it be an association, corporation, foundation, you have basically to have similar information like you have in any letterhead. That's only true when you act representatively. And we have it for the German association as well. And I will have a look at that. But it's only required as soon as we are legally incorporated. And I will just send out an information reminder to everyone when we need it how it should look like.
Okay, so this is Michael. My personal take is that all of that is great, but at the end of the day, people send email, and it's not always easy to tell what email is what. And since I send a lot of email, I don't know that I want to be constantly switching the signature to and fro, and or will certainly forget. So I would be well up for something easy, and or restricting this kind of stuff to something I don't have to do very often.
Well, my point would be, it would actually be good if we have for our not make it the default to use such a signature, because then it would be an official signature, and there might be mails that are just sent out were not actually meant to be representing an official statement. So I think it would be better to use less of a uniform official signature and only use an official signature if it's actually required by the other side.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's been agreed by everyone. And I mean, on that kind of formal statement, it's usually overthought anyway, and we do a lot of discussion, so...
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm favoring too. Just use it when we are really legally required for anything else. Not spreading mailing lists with that type of legal shit. Let's make it as relaxed as possible, absolutely. But I will investigate that and let you know what we need and when. It's basically when you, like, are in contact with authorities, such official stuff, but not for everyday email. That's definitely not a requirement. Absolutely. Okay, we're done with this item, Andreas?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So the next thing what I will do during the next days is to have a look, reviewing basically access lists to the internal mailing list, to the editing capabilities of the website and so on. I would like to, help find agreement with you here to not purge everyone now just from the list, because we have a new BOD. I'd like to have at least most of the people who have been with us on the during the last year simply in the internal list. There are quite a few people who have not been active for 10 months and more, and that's where we should have a look. But at least those who have been with us and who have been active, they should stay on. What I will do is to privately send to the new board of directors a list of addresses who subscribe to what list, and you just raise your hand when you would like to either purge someone or also to add someone new. I'd also like this to make this as relaxed and easy as possible.
Sounds good.
Good. Yes, good.
So, okay.
Hey, Florian, how many people we have in the TDF 4? Least.
Give me a short minute, and I will have a look. Sure. We have 29 at the moment.
Okay. Thank
and
you.
I will mail the addresses privately, and then you can raise your hand who shouldn't be on there. It's quite a large list, and a few people have been on there without contributing anything, and we might purge them, but otherwise I'd leave it as is. Okay, another task that we can coordinate on the mailing list is we surely need to edit our main website. We currently have the steering committee there listed, which is officially not in charge anymore, at least then when Simon has announced it. We might want to preserve the page for historic reasons, but we should create a new page with the members of the board of directors and later on the membership committee, and I will poke out the website list, but we need from everyone who's new a short biography and a picture, like we have it for a current steering committee. And there are a few occurrences, like in the wiki, it's not steering committee meetings anymore, but BOD meetings and so on. But we can change this one after another. So if you spot something, collect it, and then we can work on that. And I hope we can make it a distributed effort to find those occurrences and change them.
Sounds good. I think it might be just good to say, you know, to refactor the page so that we just leave all of the historic ones, you know, at the bottom with some kind of, you know, historic steering committee members from whenever to whenever. So the data's still there.
Yeah, exactly. And I also like to preserve the steering committee meetings page in the wiki and just create a new one with BOD meetings for the future.
Yep.
No, I would suggest we switch this at the end of the year, so as we agreed anyway to have separate pages per year, so we can switch this in December.
Okay, we at least should do it as soon as the foundation is official and those decisions then are legally affecting things. Then we should.
Well, I think it's dangerous to have a page that has incorrect information on it. So clearly, we should update the page. I think it's also unfortunate to have a page around that's obsolete and not obviously so. So, you know, is archives.org have the original page? I mean,
no. Oh, let's see.
But anyhow, let's just move on. I'm sure we'll find out something sensible to do.
Yeah. Okay. Then somebody added a point, pledges for individual projects, bugs, features, setting up a new donation page. Who was it? Okay, no one.
I think that's item that from the last meeting. I wrote I read it on the last agenda.
Oh, okay.
Torsten, I don't know if it's Torsten's item.
I don't know, but the last point is something Michael has been pushing already, and that's indeed an important one. And that's actually work we can distribute. Woohoo! Drew Jensen has sent, it's linked in the agenda if you click on the mail thread link. He created a draft for a donations page. So right now we still have this challenges website, which is of course totally out of date. We're basically saying we have all the money we need and so on, and that's just not true. So we should work on a new donations page that should be embedded at the LibreOffice main website, like libreoffice.org/donate and de-libreoffice.org/fr and so on. Drew has made a draft. Anybody who wants to volunteer to have a look and maybe improve it a bit and embed it in the website?
I'm happy to do that, I guess. I'm overwhelmed with other things. Kind of important. So the task is to update, work on Drew's draft. Where is Drew's draft? Can you forward it to me?
If you click the link in the I can forward it too. It's maybe easier, but if you click the link in the agenda, that's the mail.
I don't have
Drew.
A link to the agenda, so I'm just going live
here. Okay, just one second.
Send Drew's draft to Michael, Florian. Check the draft and update the page. Yep.
Exactly. So we have a English master, so to say, that everybody can translate then.
Okay.
And then
so the donations page is translated?
We have the current challenges page translated, and Drew created out of that an English version with some comments in that mail, and as soon as we have an English master version, we can localize it for the various sites.
Yeah, okay.
And
but we should update
switch off the challenge.
We should update the web page before we do that.
Updating in what terms?
Switch it to the new English version.
Sorry, what do you mean?
There are two steps. One is to update the English page, and the other is to update all the international pages. Should we do the
okay. Yeah, I think we even have no real English page at the moment. We have the challenge website, which will vanish.
Yeah.
We need to create a new page in the LibreOffice.org site itself, and then transfer to all the local pages.
Yeah.
exactly. Okay, no signatures. Right, another action item is we have created a very brief budget already. That budget is for filing the application, and it only takes into account the current capital stock of 50,000 and the interest we can take out of it. So what we now really need is a budget that's not based on the interest, because that's rather low, but on the actual funds we have on the German bank account and at SPI. So we know a bit what we have, maybe also have some statistics on how much money comes in. I just saw that the last 14 days we got about 2,000 euro roughly, but I'm not sure if this is true every month. So drafting a bit of an estimate what we have, what we spend for what, like marketing, infrastructure, travel funding, development projects, whatever. And that's something I think we should do as BOD together. I will soon, for SPI, somebody has to poke Sophie to get the numbers, I think. And for the German bank account, I will, and PayPal, I will provide the numbers on the internal list. And then we should work on that together, I'd say.
Yep.
That's really, really important, because I have a rough overview, but we should have real numbers.
I think the big expenditures we just don't know about at the conference, so I think we need some action items for yourself, Sophie, and Charles to get those numbers to us. Yeah.
Regarding what, the conference?
What the expenditure is. I think there's unpaid expenditure outstanding there.
Okay, I don't know about that. Okay, we should check.
Well, it's unclear whether there is or isn't. I mean, you know, we just don't know. So.
Okay. Yeah. And so I will forward the numbers and then create a template and everybody fill in what they require, because everybody knows the area best, and see what we end up with.
Yeah.
In addition to that, I'm not sure if we already checked if all the advisory board fees have been paid.
So
already.
I was working on that a bit. I poked Red Hat about getting their conference sponsorship and advisory board fees paid, and they're looking into that. I think there's been a bottleneck with SPI getting the treasurer to unwind that stuff. I poked him again about Google, so there's Google Summer of Code money coming in, and also their advisory board fee, and he said he would be working on that. So hopefully we'll have some good news there soon.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Good. So, what's the next item? Just 1 second. There's no window. Exactly. Something that we should do that came up during the discussion with the lawyer is we have a few sites who are using our brand at the moment. That's not bad at all. And all of the sites I know are positively using it, so not abusing it. But what we indeed should do for legal requirements, for the background, in case you are aware that lots of people use your brand and you have nothing formalized, then the risk is that your trademark is a bit at stake. So what we should do, if anybody stumbles across a site using the LibreOffice brand, just have a quick look if it fits with the trademark policies. If it does, it's perfect. No problem at all, because that's the license we apply. In case it does not, but it's used in good faith, please just ping the core list. In that case, I propose that we simply grant some license permission to those using it, because if we actively license the brand that way, the risk of being at stake is limited.
Wait, no, I don't get it. So what you suggest is to check if there are sites outside that do not comply with our, or that are using our trademark?
Exactly.
So if we find those sites are complying with our policies, then we are fine?
Exactly.
Yes, correct. It doesn't matter.
And in case they do not comply, what to do then?
We should decide on a case-by-case basis. Either telling them, folks, you can use the trademark, but only as outlined in trademark policy. Please stick to that.
Simply stop. We, two or three meetings ago, we agreed that we will not decide by this case-by-case base, but that we only will confirm if they comply. apply to all policies or not.
So I think there was just random bespoke requests from left and right, you know, from publishers and other people. I mean, for things like people hosting a TDF infrastructure server, like, you know, I don't know, maybe they mentioned Document Foundation on the Tinderbox server, which happens to be stuck somewhere else. It seems like, I don't know.
Okay, maybe some background information on why that's required. The thing is, if you have a trademark and you basically are aware or can be aware that somebody is using it without any permission. Permission is also our trademark policy. If you don't do anything and it becomes more and more, then you obviously don't seem to care about your trademark, and then somebody might file a complaint and say, you're not defending your trademark, it has to go. And that would be, of course, bad because the trademark is very important for us. So sites sticking to the trademark policy are no problem at all because it's a license we have. And you're right, Andre, we said we should limit the amount of individual permissions to a very low number. But I know there might be a few sites who fall outside the current trademark policy, so we should collect them and either see if we have to adjust the trademark policy to include them, to force them to stick to the trademark policy, or really give them an individual license. But the more we can stick to the trademark policy, the better it is, I absolutely agree.
Yes, I see your point, but what I am not fine with is that we, some weeks ago, agreed that we should not go for individual licenses, and this is the absolute, well, only in case, or for very, very special cases, and now it seems like, well, if we see a website, then let's see if we should give them an individual license.
So, Andre, I think probably one fear is that we would have lots and lots of individual licenses to people. It seems like giving a limited time license that was just a stock license to use that thing to obviously affiliated organizations, if it could be made pro forma and, you know, you just send someone an email, seems relatively low cost and reasonable, doesn't it?
Now, I see Andrew's point. It's indeed true that the current proposal I make is a bit contradictory to what we said a few weeks ago. So, yes, Andrew, you're basically right. We indeed should limit the amount, and if possible at all, force them to stick to our trademark policy. What I mean is there are quite a few sites out there who have been out there for a long time from the very beginning, and basically nobody checked so far. Most cases should simply be forced to a trademark policy, but I think there might be some reasons for good faith sites where we could think about individual licenses. But that's what I mean with deciding on a case-by-case basis what to do with them. I surely don't want to hit someone's feet by all of a sudden saying, hey, folks, you cannot use the site like you did it already for a year or so. That's my point.
Well, I see some problems with that, but okay.
Okay. Let's see what we get then. Okay. So, another topic I have, because I was asked in Paris so often, is the merchandising stuff. I know, Thorsten, quite a while ago you were working with that. Is there any update? Is this stalled at the moment?
Herr Behrens, of a muted nature, in your railway station.
Yes. Can you hear me? Lots of background noise, I'm sorry. So, no, there is no progress on the shop thing, but I just we were just talking with Bubli during the breakfast that we really need that going. But yeah, there was some attempt to offload that to the website list, but apparently nothing happened there as well, so I guess it's back with me, yeah.
Okay, but you're still working on that.
So what action are you
taking? I'm not working on that. That's a problem. But I should.
What action? But
you will
give you, Thorsten, to break that into a small thing. Can we have a proposal of which store to bring to a vote by next week? Is that reasonable?
Well, I don't think it makes so much sense to have one shop. So the idea that we had was two at least, one for Europe based in Germany and one for the US, because otherwise people have all kinds of trouble with the shipping.
Yep. Fine. So can you have a proposal for these by next week that we can vote on?
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Cool.
Okay, perfect. Okay, then I have only two further items, morely announcements. One is that we will have a advisory board call next week. Charles is coordinating on that, and I think not everybody is in the loop at the moment. I will ping him again to reach out to the board of directors with regards to that, in case somebody would like to join. What we really should do is to coordinate on that and have a good agenda and a good presentation there, because it's the first call with our advisory board, and Michael already outlined some agenda. So we will send up some follow-up email, or maybe Charles will, to the new BOD members, in case somebody wants to join. And actually, based on a regular schedule, the next BOD call will be next Wednesday at 1600 UTC, which then is 1700 German time. Due to the AB call, we might not make it next week, so what I would propose is that I send out to the core mailing list, or perhaps even to steering discuss, that should do, a poll whether we can keep the current time for our regular calls, or whether for the new BOD members that doesn't fit. So in the past we had regular calls Sunday and Wednesday, Saturday and Wednesday at fixed times, and I will send out maybe another poll to determine if that fits, and I propose that we just, in course of the AB call, skip the call on next Wednesday for the moment.
Sounds great. So you're taking the action to create a new poll for steering committee calls, for
exactly.
Board calls. And personally, I would really like it to be during the week, even if it's in the evening. I think Quailorn has the same view. I think having a regular time is really important. But the weekend thing, yeah. We see we're missing Charles and Quailon today for all those reasons.
For me, the time would fit as we had it at the moment. Let's see how this would end with the new BOD.
Yeah.
And I would maybe stick to having it weekly. I think it makes sense.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm done. Anything
yeah,
else?
But here is Olivier again. Are we going to discuss sometime about the forums, or are we going to drop the forums and let everything goes to Apache?
Yeah, indeed, there's a discussion going on at the moment on the discuss mailing list. I'm, and it's no secret, in favor of having our own forums, but I see that there are different views on the topic. So I think we should have the discussion publicly on the discuss mailing list. I think there are reasons for having our own forums. But
so the steering discuss or the jungle discuss
the
list?
General discuss list, it is. Core now has posted a mail yesterday or the day before.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think that we should have a deadline and make a decision.
Okay.
And also, I think that there is localized forums also, and this may be interesting for some geographies.
Yep. So what about, we'll discuss it not next week, but the week after, or do you think it's sufficiently urgent that, since we're not having a call next week,
we could
well,
do via mail.
Topic. I believe that we should make a decision as soon as possible.
Okay.
OK. Can we agree on maybe Wednesday?
Okay.
Next week.
Okay.
So let's at least put that on the agenda for Wednesday, and let's see how the discussion goes.
Well, we're not having a meeting on Wednesday because it conflicts with the advisory board meeting.
Oh, right. Yes. Right. Sorry.
So the discuss list discussion ongoing, not preempt it, but decision by Wednesday on mailing lists, right?
Yeah. Exactly. I also think it's rather urgent, because if we want to have own forums, we should act now.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's not urgent.
Okay. So I've minuted decision required ASAP, discuss list discussion ongoing, not preempted, board decision expected by Wednesday.
Exactly.
Pending volunteer interest. Volunteer stroke moderator interest. Okay.
Anything else? Shall we have a private call?
Why not? Sounds good to me. Righty-ho. Well, thanks, guys.
Okay.
See you in a bit.
Everybody has the dial-in data for the private call. I mailed it yesterday or so.
Yes.
Now we go in the...
We now move to the private room, basically to say hello to new folks, I'd say. Nothing urgent from my side. Okay.
Okay, see you there.
See you in 2 minutes. Bye-bye.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.